Is you ready to shop? Because girl, Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. It's a festival of savings with 15% cash back at hundreds of stores. Don't miss headlining stores like Fenty, Adidas. Did you find out what other shoppers already know? That is, Rakuten is the best way to save. Big Give Week is from May 6th to May 13th, and you can join today for free and get an extra 10% cash back boost if you go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app today. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N, Rakuten. Shoppers, get it, girl.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you, add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's J-U-V-E-D-E-R-M.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
My name is Bob the Drag Queen.
And I'm Money Exchange.
And this is Sibling Rivalry.
On this week's episode, we continue our series, Every Rue Girl.
I pitch my million-dollar idea.
And we find out what made Monet say this.
Why is my Wikipedia a fucking Encyclopedia Britannica? There is so much information on here.
And we find out what made Bob say this.
I don't think it was the butt sex that is scaring him. I think it was the assault portion of it.
Make me sway.
Are you a Tyler fan, Bob?
No, I don't know any of her music besides that one song, and I only know the part that's on TikTok. So the short answer is no, I am not a Tyler fan.
You love a short, long answer. The short answer is no. If I had a dollar for every time I heard Bob the Drag Queen say the short answer is, I'd have a million billion fucking dollars.
Well, it's just how I like to communicate. But yeah, no, I don't. Are you a fan of hers?
I like that song, and she has this new song called Art. That's cute, but she's one of those girlies coming up.
What? Is that a yes or a no?
Yeah, like I'm a fan of her, but I just people like putting her to like she's like one of the next R&B divas. I'm like, is she?
Isn't she the one who was like, I'm not black? That was her. She was like, I'm not black. She's not black.
Huh? Did she say that?
100%. Tyler said she's not black. She said that she is colored.
Oh, because, well, that's also just like a colloquialism. Like in South Africa, they say color, they don't say black. Like they
There are black people in South Africa.
I know, but colloquially, a lot of them will say color as opposed to black. They have a whole different diasporic experience than we do.
That is true, but there are, just to be clear, there are black people in South Africa who say
yes, 100%.
I'm just saying. She's not one of them. She's one of the ones who says, I'm not black. I mean, we have black folks in America who say they're not black, so.
But I think that, like, it's more, I want to say more normal, because I don't know the whole, I mean, I know the general history about apartheid and such as in South Africa, but I know that there are a lot of South Africans. Oh, I met, like, about 4 South African people in my life who are, how I would describe them as black, but they've called themselves colored.
All of them people told you that you met four South Africans, and then you said, are you black? And you said, are you black? And they said, no.
I didn't ask if they were black, but they called themselves colored. And I remember I was like, but that's how they talk.
It's very interesting. We are on, I don't even know what we're on for Every Rude Girl.
Yeah, I don't know what you on.
I believe we're starting with Indica. We ended with Tina Burner.
We just did Tina Burner?
Yeah, remember we talked about cocaine and that.
God, I remember. I'm just trying to remember. I just didn't. It had been we've been doing this for so long. I just forgot where we left off at, quite frankly. Yeah. But we are on season 13, and we just finished talking about New York City drag queen Tina Burner, and we're now talking about Utica, who is the queen from Utica.
I just met Utica this past weekend. I went to go see Jinx in Little Shop of Horrors, which she was incredible. Jinx Monsoon fucking ate that. And Utica, she was also there. Utica is very tall. Like
looks tall,
but I mean, like taller than you. I feel Utica is like 6'3".
Yeah, she looks very tall. To me, that she looks like a very tall person.
I didn't guess she was that. So I thought she was like normal, like you know, Kim Chi Bob Naomi height. Which I guess Naomi is 6'3", so whatever. Anyway, but like, and also she's a very She's a very passionate, like, individual. Like, she's talking to you, and she's like, hi, Monet. And she's very, like, she talks to you very sensually. I was like, ooh, okay.
Maybe she was hitting on you.
Maybe she was. But Utica, also, she's very charming in real life. Like,
didn't
I was like,
Utica have, like, a showmance with, like,
Olivia Lux,
yeah.
And in that moment, I was like, oh, I see why Olivia Lux was going for the Utica. Because she's very, like, I was like, oh, hi, Utica.
I guess that fizzled out between those two, huh?
It did.
Utica also,
in the world, like if I was like at a bar, would I wouldn't hit on someone like Utica? She goes, she's like, you know, she's still a little too skinny for me, you know. And I know what Bob's gonna say, oh, but I thought you said blah blah blah. I don't need beefy, but normally I require just a little more weight on it because you know I'm a woman of a particular size.
I want to be clear. You have in the past on this podcast said you like beefy men. You
but what about that clip? The clip.
You have said the words, I like beefy men. So are you saying now you no longer like beefy men? Your taste has changed?
I don't know. No. I don't think I ever described them as beefy though, Roberta. I think I was saying I like just had to
say on the podcast, you have described them as beefy, which is okay. You didn't at that time, but on the podcast, you have described to the men you like as beefy. And it's okay.
Do you want to give us that ocular proof, baby? That auditory proof?
Yeah, just give me a second. I'll find it. It's actually in my mentions on Twitter. But if you give me some time, I'll certainly find it. And then once I find it, will you just acknowledge that you're wrong and say that you said it?
Yeah, I'll believe you. Because I will say I have, my brain, my memory is really fucked. So I may have forgotten saying that. But if I see the auditory proof of it, I will absolutely agree that I did say that.
I mean, I feel like we also showed you auditory proof of some other stuff on the podcast. And you've refuted it. You refuted it in the past, so if I did show you this and you still refuted it, I would not be shocked, but it would be very expected of you. But you know what?
I'm not shocked about a lot of things that you do. How about that?
Well, that's understandable. Utica, I don't really have.
It's in your mentions. Bring it up, then, baby. It's in your mentions.
I told you it might take me a second. I'm gonna. I already told you it was a while back. It was when we first had this conversation when the episode aired. So I'm gonna. I get mentioned a lot though. So this is probably different for me and you.
Well, that's because you subscribe to Twitter and you're like obsessed with Twitter. Like I get mentioned, but I'm not paying Elon Musk to do so, baby. My shit is organic, not that fake shit you got going on.
So I want to be very clear. I certainly do have a verified account, but it's because they will hack your shit. And now that you've told them that your account is completely open and because now when you do not have a verified account, you can't do two-factor authentication. So yeah, you go ahead. Tell the world how open your how unverified your account is. Go ahead, tell everyone. mention it again. Give them your handle. Tell
okay,
them.
Well, while you look for that, let's go. Do you have any experience with Utica?
No, I've never met Utica. I don't think. I think that Utica. I know we did talk about Utica. I said she had my favorite. I'd said that she had my favorite look that's ever been made on RuPaul's Drag Race.
After I said it, I realized I was wrong, and we should have started with Olivia, but it was too late, so I just went.
Well, I didn't have the experience either. So,
But yeah, she ended up having that cool sleeping bag look, which I thought was really amazing. And she had an interesting run on the show. She had a really interesting run, but we've already talked about her. Let's go on to Olivia Lux.
Olivia Lux. I
low key know from New York City. I kind of knew her from the Look Queen scene. Oh. Yeah, she used to do Look Queen. Yeah.
Oh, I never met Olivia Lux. When she came on the show, I never knew who this person was. But since then, I've hung out with her. When I hung out, we've done gigs. Oh, no. We did a gig at Rockefeller Center together, and it was my first time meeting her, and she was very sweet, very beautiful in person. I was as well. And she was a contestant on Grand Slam, the show that I hosted with Rob Anderson, and she's always very pleasant. And Olivia, I like Olivia. She has beautiful teeth. I never forget a nice set of teeth, and her chompers are gorgeous.
What was so great about her teeth?
They're just like, they're nice, and they're pretty, and they're aesthetically pleasing. And she has a big, I like big, because I'm a big tooth girl. Me, Issa Rae, Olivia Lux, we are big tooth, big teeth ladies.
I like bigger, beefier. Bobby likes like bigger, beefier.
You ready, Monet?
Guys like bigger, beefy. I like guys beefy.
Oh, yeah. You want to admit that you're, can you say that wrong. You're wrong?
I forgot saying beefy, but I guess I do like guys beefy like that.
But I told you you're wrong already, and you didn't want to accept it, so. Anyway, I need
proof. I don't just go off of everything you're saying, nigga. I need proof of what the fuck is being said. So, yeah, I forgot I said that. Yeah, me, Olivia Lux, Issa Rae, we are big tooth girlies. Your teeth aren't big. Your teeth are normal size. But you have a lot of them.
I have the same amount of teeth that everyone else has.
I know, but when you smile, especially when you smile, you have, like, a lot of teeth. Like, when I smile, you don't see a lot of teeth. When you smile like the Grinch. Bobby, like this.
I mean, I think my smile is pretty... No, I smile like this.
See?
Which is pretty standard.
Okay. Can you be both?
Like, also, you can barely see my bottom teeth at all. All you see my top teeth.
Yeah, me too. Wait, no, Bob. I can see like five... I can see six of your bottom teeth and all 16 at the top.
I think my smile looks pretty standard. I don't think my smile looks like particularly gigantic or anything.
Let me do mine. This is my smile. A smile for a picture. Like, you see one, two, three, four. You see about 10 of my teeth. Bitch, I see your whole... I see your back molars when you smile. That is crazy. That's fierce.
Is it? Okay. Olivia Lux is... she's from New Jersey. I don't know much about her, but I do know that she recently joined... She like really got into the ballroom scene, Walking Face, and she had a legendary showdown for Butch Queen in drags against Mariah that went kind of viral. And I think Mariah snatched on that
She's
night.
The House of Mugler now, or she changed, I think.
I'm not sure. I do not know, but I know that she had that. She's a Mugler? Yeah, okay. But yeah, I just remember her having that showdown against Mariah, who's quite established in the ballroom scene for giving Mug in her Atlanta days.
Olivia is also one of the girlies who's taking voguing lessons from Aja. There have been a couple girls.
I think she's walking. What, she was taking walking lessons. From
ballroom Aja. Lessons. Ballroom lessons. Let's say ballroom. Because I think I saw a clip. She's also doing some catwalk, I believe.
She was doing some dancing with Lux, yes.
No. With Aja.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought Aja also did a video with Lux doing dance.
Yeah, Aja. So Aja's a lot. Well, she did Denali, Lux, and the one I saw most recently was Olivia. And I love that. I love that girlies are... Oh, is Bob, are you frozen? Or did you die?
I'm not frozen.
Oh. Which I think is really great. I'm going to hit Aja for a class.
There's also lots of there's lots of people in right in LA who can give you some lessons as well.
True. DYU when we had not DYU Was it DYU? No. Oh my God, they went too much. Anyway, when we had the House of Juicy Couture for Sibling Rivalry, I got like a little crash course on hand performance, and it really helped me improve my little figure eight. But I've since lost the juice. I need to get back into it.
Let's go on to Rosé, who didn't like Rosé used to have like something to do on your show. Like, wasn't Rosé like on your show doing something?
Correspondent. What was she? It was like she did a segment. She had a reoccurring segment on The Exchange, right? I do not remember what it was. But Rosé is very funny, and she's a pleasure to work with. And Rosé is part of Stephanie's Child. She was the second. Nope. She was the first Stephanie's Child.
There is a Stephanie's Child anymore, is there?
Oh, there was. She was the second Stephanie's Child girl to be on the show. And Rosé can sing, dance, act. She's one of the BFA girlies. Weaponizing.
There's like a noise coming from the room next door, and it sounds like
sex.
No, like something's being teleported to another dimension. It's like, but it sounds electronic. Like it sounds like a noise from a sci-fi movie in the hotel room next door to me.
It might be just like electrical wiring in the walls.
No, it's like, it has to be a video game or a TV show because it is so electronic. When I say electronic, I don't mean like it sounds like sci-fi electronic, not like actual electronics. Like the noise you would expect. It was like
it's just in Brazilians watch sci-fi television, Roberta.
But it's so sporadic. But I'm not hearing anything anyway. So if anything supernatural happens in Brazil, just know that I warned you first and I told y'all it was happening because it is very strange. Rosé is one of the queens who people thought that I didn't like on Drag Race because I didn't like some of her looks. But I think Rosé is really talented. I saw her in Titanic. And she was really, really good. And I think she did a great job. I think Rosé genuinely did a pretty good job on the show. You know what I mean? How did you feel about her run on the show?
I think she had a good run on the show. What was gaggy to me was Rosé's fucking... When I went to go see the Halloween show of Work the World, I don't know if this is the one that Viola... That you... I don't know. I remember who it was. I think I saw it twice. Whatever the year that Rosé was on it, she did the Mary... the Off With Their Heads number. When I tell you that reveal was so sickening. The way the audience... The entire audience went the fuck up when Rosé was like, boom! It is one of the best reviews I've seen in a long time. It was so fucking good. And Rosé is a very good performer. Very good performer.
One of the best you've seen in a long time. It was good, but one of the best is kind of wild. You've seen a lot of reveals.
Bob, it was, yes, I'm putting one of the best because I did not see it coming. And also the color shift, right? Because I think she was like a dark blue something. And then she revealed him this bright red thing. It was just... It was crazy. I mean, maybe we can find a clip of it. We can put in the episode. Jacob, that would be fab. You can find a clip on TikTok. We can send it to Jay. But I want people to see this. It was dope.
I honestly feel like, I legit feel like if I was going to rate my top 10 reveals of all time, without thinking too hard about it, 5 of them are going to go straight to Sasha Velour. Like 5 of them going directly to Sasha Velour.
Have you seen
and
the
And then I'm going to give Violet Chachki one for that... tartan to black sequin thingy she wore on episode 1 of season 7. I'm going to give Roxy Andrews one for that wig. I'm going to give
What about Monet, the pussy gown to the pussy cat?
That's actually pretty fun. I'm also going to give one to the to Nikki Jizz, who did the bald head. Who did pussycat, 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 bald head, pussycat? That's actually top three for sure.
I'm gonna give it to that African queen that people always tag me in, the one that's giving. This bitch is pulling them off in a rapid succession. It's like I get tagged in this video 3 times a week. Still, it's just like that shit is so funny.
I also think your one with Nevaeh was also up there.
Oh, my wig reveal is pretty top tier. Pretty top tier.
Also, Nina West, the living dress one was a crazy reveal. Living dress. That one was wild. back in the
maybe one day we will actually rank our top 10 reveals of all time. We'll each do our own list because we'll never agree on a list.
I'm into
it. We could do our Monet and Bob reveal their top 10 reveals. But yeah, but Rosé is a really, really good dancer.
We can't tell each other.
She's okay. It works. She's a pretty good singer. And she, but I would say she's one of the queens who has struggled in the makeup department. I mean, I was one of those queens on Drag Race for sure. So I commiserate with her struggle. Let's go on.
Yeah, and I mean, but also she had that iconic moment when Tina Burner was painting her, and that picture that fucking meme that went around of Rosé being like, seeing her face and that Tina Burner makeup was hilarious.
But yeah, what I'm saying is, I think that Rosé showed that because she's particularly handsome, she has a hard time becoming particularly feminine.
Wow, not blaming the victim. You are blaming the victim. Rosé was innocent. She had to get her makeup, and now you are blaming the victim for what was done to her face.
So who? Wait, if she's the victim, who's the aggressor? Tina Burner?
Yes.
The makeup? Is the makeup the aggressor? Who is the aggressor?
Tina's the aggressor by trying to beat Rosé's face into submission with her damn, with her makeup brush and her powder puff.
So is Tyler Oakley your victim?
Yeah.
Let's go on to Got Mick.
Just as the little woman, the little woman from Andalusia was yours.
She's not from Andalusia. She was Russian, and we ate. We didn't go home. We ate. Okay, we ate.
I was about to say, nigga, you was in the bottom. You ate. Oh, so being in the bottom is, I guess no, I ate real good at season 10.
You were in the bottom. You were in the bottom.
Nigga, you were in
you
the
were
bottom.
You were actually in the bottom.
You were literally in the bottom.
You were
three.
In the okay. bottom.
So when does the bottom three
you,
count?
You were bottom when you one.
When you don't want it to count?
See, this is how you like bottom eight, bottom six, bottom nine, bottom 10. You were bottom one.
No. Bob, I was not the bottom one because I did not go home that episode. So what are you talking about?
You did go home. Tyler Oakley was standing right next to you.
What's wrong with your
fucking memory, bitch?
I thought you meant the design one.
No, I said Tyler Oakley. I said Tyler Oakley. You went home. Anyway.
You know, I am a proud cat person. I love my little girl, my little baby girl, my little COVID baby that has stuck with me through thick and thin. Ah, because Miss Colleen is a great companion. She brings so much joy to my life. And you know, I think the best thing I can do for her to show my appreciation is give her food that is the tea. Okay. Cause you know, their diets vary just like us. They want nice stuff too. And the old food I would get Colleen was disgusting. Talk about gray looking meat. Ethics Colleen was like, no, ma'am, I found Smalls. And she prefers Smalls way more than those previous cat brands because it legitimately, I think it passed the kitty cat taste test, y'all. Like, she's like into it. Like, you put two bowls side by side and you see which one your cat gonna choose. I guarantee you it's gonna be Smalls every time. And Smalls is a sponsor of this podcast. My kitty cat cannot live without Smalls. Like, it is Colleen approved. She loves it. She loves the stuff. And Smalls was started way back in 2017 by a couple of guys just home cooking cat food in small little batches for their friends. And then a few short years later, bam, they served millions of meals to cats across the U.S. Now is the time to make the switch to Smalls. Head to smalls.com/rivalry and use promo code rivalry at checkout for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code rivalry for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code rivalry for 50% off your first order, plus free shipping.
No matter how you start off the year, when you use the secured Chime Credit Builder Visa credit card, you can build your credit scores with one-time payments for everyday purchases. Plus, there's no annual fee or credit check to get started. With Chime checking account, you can get paid up to 2 days earlier. With a qualifying direct deposit, you can get access to your money sooner. Chime offers fee-free overdraft with SpotMe. Overdraft up to $200 without fees with SpotMe when you set up a qualifying direct deposit. Just set up a qualifying direct deposit, sign up for SpotMe, and Chime will spot you up to your limit when you make a purchase that exceeds your balance. Ditch the monthly fees. Chime has no monthly minimum balance or overdraft fees. Chime gives you access to 60,000 plus fee-free ATMs. That's more than the top three national banks combined. You can easily find one near you with the Chime app. With Chime, you can send and receive money, pay friends through the Chime app, no matter what bank account they use, and cash out money fee-free. Take more control of your finances and say goodbye to monthly fees. Open your account in minutes at chime.com/rivalry. That's chime.com/rivalry. Chime feels like progress. Banking services and debit card provided by the Bancorp N.A. or Stride Bank N.A. members FDIC. SpotMe eligibility requirements and overdraft limits apply. Boosts are available to eligible Chime members enrolled in SpotMe and are subject to monthly limits. Terms and conditions apply. Go to chime.com/disclosure for details.
I need to know, is y'all ready to spend your dollars? Because, baby, Rakuten's Big Give Week is back. Mm-hmm. You can get 15% cash back at hundreds of stores, including headliners like Fenty, Miss Rihanna Fenty, Adidas. Rakuten is how in-the-know shoppers get the best savings. They shop the brands they love and earn cash back on top of all the deals. During Big Give Week from May 6th to May 13th, the cashback rates are even bigger, y'all. I'll be shopping for, you know, some highlighters, some bronzers, some tinctures, some creams, and all the new electronics that I could want and need. You can save on everything you need for a summer like clothing, outdoor gear, travel. Join today for free and get an extra 10% cashback boost. That's an extra 10% cashback on top of Big Give Week's 15% cashback. You won't see higher cashback rates than these, y'all. Promise. Go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. That's Rakuten. Shoppers, we get it.
Let's go on to Got Mick. Got Mick is the she is the makeup superstar turned celebrity makeup artist turned RuPaul's Drag Race season All-Stars 9 hopeful for the winner, which I saw one person on our Patreon being like, why do y'all like mixed looks?
I was like, what the fuck are you talking about, girl? Log off.
They were like, it's basic. I was like, okay, you can say I don't like the perspective. You can say I don't like the point of view, but to say that the look is basic is
crazy.
Just a bad take.
Monet
is also currently fighting for her life against the patrons with this Angeria look.
I'm not
fighting for her life, Monet. You are fighting, Monet. You made a whole post.
Yeah, and then literally everyone is like, I like everything except the hips. There's a clear and concise why so that deserves as a foundation. The hair even plays into this as well. The eye follows a certain and clear path. The choice to bare her smooth shoulders with the puffy shoulder pieces behind only makes her look more petite. So this person likes it. Next one. Her mug is beautiful as always, but the outfit isn't very cohesive and looks like too many ideas.
You're skipping over all the positive critiques.
That is not true. I'm literally going in order.
The very first one from Katie says this is sickening. That is the very first one.
That's not where I'm at. Mine literally says, the first one mine says is Luna, and they aren't even getting paid. How much was this outfit? I didn't read that one. The next one says, I like everything except the hips. The next one is LaShawn and everything I just said. Then Nori. Her mug is beautiful as always, but the outfit isn't very cohesive and looks like too many ideas pasted together in one garment. The other one said, the next one, she's an amazing queen, but you're right, a little too much. My favorite promo look. Wrong and strong, Monet, but you are welcome to your opinion. Love it. Not a huge fan of the sheen of the lower white part, but altogether it looks amazeballs. I think the problem is that it's ugly, but not necessarily because it's super. So it's kind of like up and down.
That's weird. Let me read mine in order.
You're so full of shit.
I'm gonna read mine in order. Love it. A drag queen all-star calls for all things. Sorry, babe, you're on Lonely Island. I love it. It looks like she's floating with her legs crossed. I think it's a good look, but yes, it's a bit too much, but it is a good look. Stunning. Agree with the gray mesh area around her torso. Should have been white and nude. Definitely could be in and out, but she looks amazing. I really like it. There's a lot going on with the colors, but all works well together. So I'm reading them in order too. It's very interesting. You know what you could do? You could always post a poll.
I don't know how you post a poll from the app. The app is not.
You can't post a poll from your phone. You can only post a poll from the computer.
I was about to say, I couldn't figure out how to do it. Anyway, this is not about Andrew. This is about Jacob.
Can you post a poll for could you post a poll for Monet real quick, Jacob?
Can you specify exact wording?
What?
What'd you say, Jacob?
Can you specify exact wording?
Oh.
Is Monet right about Andrew's outfit?
No, basically, no. I think. No. What do you think about Andrea's look? I don't know. Like, it's not about me. It's about what people think about the look.
What do you think about Andrea's light Tudor boot?
Yes, Tudor boot. There we go.
Yeah, there you go. Tudor boot. Yeah.
It was between her and Candy, but I love Got Mixed promo look in her original season too. It was so dope, you know, because she's a trans man and she had like the little pasties, the fucking coat, the helm, the headpiece. It was so fucking good. And Got Mixed, I think, since her season.
Oh, yeah, I forgot this look. This is a good look. Yeah, this is a really, really good look. I love this headpiece. She looks like a cobra.
Yeah, and she's proven that she is that girl. Like, since her season, she's done so much. She's one of the fashion girls. She's in Paris, London, and New York Fashion Week, doing all the Fashion Week things. She's done so many magazine covers and features.
Madonna.
Yeah, Got Mixed is fierce.
Let's go on to Candy Muse. Candy Muse is from the Bronx.
Yeah.
Candy Muse is from the Bronx. Candy Muse is, I really like Candy. I think Candy Muse is a very good drag queen. I think she's fun. I think she's great TV. I think that she's a good performer. I think that she's just delusional enough to be interesting to watch on television. Also has enough talent and skill to back it up. I love when she was going through this phase where she painted her face white, had a little mustache, and wore a big blazer. That was my favorite Candy Muse era of all time. It looks so good, but she's off that now, because now I just saw her House of Villains promo and she's back on her gowns.
Yeah, I'm really excited.
Beautiful
to watch
gown,
her.
Gorgeous gown.
I knew Candy Muse before she got on Drag Race. Candy Muse was always a part of the New York City scene. She was part of Oz's drag family. And Candy's the same that I remember her from back in the day. Like, Candy has not changed since she got on Drag Race. She's the same. She's Banji. She's loud. She's great. Candy's a good time. It's a fun time gal. And her season 9 promo look.
Candy famously blocked me on Twitter before Drag Race. And I do not know why. And then one day I was looking and I was like, oh my God, Candy Muse blocked me on Twitter. And then she unblocked me. And I was like, I don't know why I did that.
Well, something had to happen. She didn't just block. She won't tell you why she blocked you.
I don't know that I knew Candy. I mean, I knew Candy Muse existed, but I don't think I had any opinions about Candy Muse, and I certainly hadn't shared any of them publicly. If I did have any, Candy Muse is just like some queen. I was like, oh, Candy Muse. She's a drag queen in New York City. She's in the House of Aja.
No, I'm not saying it's you. I'm not saying she blocked you for a reason. Like, there's never been anyone. I was like, oh, I accidentally blocked them. Like, when people say, oh, I accidentally blocked you, I'm like, how?
She didn't say accidentally. She said, I don't know why I blocked you.
Got it. Yeah, I've never not known. Like, if I blocked someone, I did it. It's never happened by accident, or I didn't realize why or not know why.
Who's more Bronx, Candy Muse or Jennifer Lopez?
It's because Candy and I are.
Do you think Candy Muse knows about orange drink? If you know, you know.
You know, maybe. I'm not a Bronx girl, so I can't speak to the orange drink. If you know, you know.
Candy Muse has been a runner-up on two seasons of Drag Race. She is certainly a contender to make it all the way to the finale. She made it to the finale of All Stars, and she made it to the finale of her season. She, in my opinion, has both her seasons had one of the top two looks in the promos.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Hands down. She looks so stunning. She really understands her face. Mm-hmm. She really gets hair. Her hair always looks so good on these fucking promos. It's always an interesting silhouette that I've never seen before.
Who made her season 9 one? I mean, her season 13.
Diego.
Diego made...
I'm pretty sure Diego. More. No, it was Domino. I can't remember.
Domino made her
typically
season...
Typically, the top promos are usually Domino... Typically, the top promos are usually either Domino or Diego. Normally. Not always, but often.
Who made her? What? Who made both of them, Jacob? Each of them.
Candy and Mick were both Diego for season 13.
Oh, got it.
Yeah,
work. Let's go on to the winner of a RuPaul's Drag Race season 13, and that is none other than Simone. Don't let the what is it? Don't let the sweet tooth fool you. What is
Don't
it?
Don't let the smooth taste fool
smooth
you.
Smooth taste,
which was a malt liquor ad.
I love that. That was a fun challenge. I liked watching that. Simone is her fashion and her drag style and personality. I think it's so fucking dope. This promo look for her season was fucking cool. Oh yes, the hair with the fucking with the bamboo nameplate jewelry in it and the pans. This was a cool.
Say it with me. Say it with me.
I'm not saying it.
Gigi's niggle wigs.
Oh my God,
Gigi's niggle wigs, girl.
I cannot.
They ate her up.
They eat it up every time. Yeah, Simone fucking ate this up. Simone is she had a good run on her season. She was one of the winners, though. She won a lot, but she was also like in the bottom a few times, right?
No, I think she's in the bottom once. I think she only was in the bottom one time, I believe.
I thought she lip synced twice.
Yeah, she may have. I don't have a particularly strong memory of it.
Yeah, times in the bottom twice, episodes 8 and episode 12. But she also won 4 episodes. Oh,
yeah, so she had a pretty good run. I mean, being in the bottom twice. I mean, someone pointed out something interesting the other day. They were like, when you made your comparison, like if you're in the bottom this many times versus being in the top this many times. But like, I wouldn't say that Geneva Carr did better on Drag Race than Dawn, just because Dawn had no wins and Geneva Carr had a win, you know?
Yeah.
But Simone is also one of those girls who is like everywhere. She is everywhere mm-hmm. to me. Mm-hmm. And when I close my eyes, it's her.
Simone had 4 challenge wins, but she was also in the bottom twice, but she never lip syncs.
She was in the bottom. She was like bottom 3, but she didn't lip sync?
I don't think she ever lip synced.
No, Simone absolutely did lip sync on the show. She absolutely did.
Okay.
I can't remember. The point.
Candy. She probably sent Candy home. That's what it was.
No, Candy made it to the finale.
Yeah, but it was Candy lip sync, and then Candy lost the lip sync, and then Rue was like,
"Oh, and then back. Candy got saved." That was when Candy was dressed like Beyonce, and then went to the back, and RuPaul let her walk all the way to the fucking back wall. Was like, "I'm kidding, JK." Yeah. Yeah.
Oh my God. Oh yes, the most fucking looks. The Black Lives Matter one, the wolf one, the fucking denim one, the beaded one with the long hair. Her fucking looks on the show were out of this world.
She also had a very controversial step down look too.
I liked it, but that's not shocking.
Well, I think that as I think more on it, I like it. As time passes, I like it a lot more than I liked it at the time. Mm-hmm. But I was never a hater of the look. I was never like, this look is bad. I was kind of like, oh, jeans and a t-shirt. I don't know if I would step down in that, but I remember saying to myself, I think the look looks good. I just wouldn't have done it for a step down.
Also, you know? her fucking golden white Medusa look, the one with the red with the hands like this in her hair. Yo, her Simone's.
No, those are different looks. No, the golden white Medusa is one look.
I know. I'm talking about all the ones from the finale. Yeah. And the black and white one.
The dress made of nails.
Yeah. Yeah, her.
Yeah, she's one of those girls she's from a house. So they pull resources, honey. They said y'all did Gigi, y'all ain't going to do Simone too. Y'all ain't going to do Simone too, honey.
Yeah, Simone.
You got one of us, but you ain't. You got one of us. You ain't getting two.
I will say this is probably one of the most impressive. I'm just looking at her look. This is probably one of the most top 3 most impressive catalogs of runways. Like just also the dynamics. Like there's just so many. There's so much variety in her looks. It's kind of crazy.
Yeah, I haven't really thought about it much. Who has had the most impressive package? And are you excluding All Stars?
Yeah, regular season, like coming in your regular season, which is like your little bit of coins you got stacked up from being a local girl.
Oh, that's a good question. I think that Jada Essence Hall had some pretty good stuff. Mm-hmm. I think Gigi Good had some amazing stuff as well.
You know,
I think that doodly.
Say it again.
Who?
Are we talking just that season or are we talking about of all time?
No All Stars. We're just talking about the original season. OG season.
Aquarius was really
good. Aquaria had a great package, yes.
Yeah, Aquaria had a pretty good package.
Also, just to go back, Simone lip sync against she lives against Candy and she lip sync against Utica.
She's at Utica Ho?
Mm-hmm. To no kid left to cry, Ariana Grande. Nigga, are you tired? Are we boring you?
No, but sometimes yawning isn't necessarily an indication of being tired, just that your body needs a little bit of oxygen.
Well, it's tired, just, like, just like your drag, tired.
I'm going to check in on the poll results before we get off this website. Wait, what's a landslide again? What counts as a landslide?
I would say 70-30.
Okay, you're in a landslide loss. It is 75-24. So you're fighting for your life. Like, Monet, that's not the thing. You always love the picture. Like, no, it's even. It's like right down the middle.
Everyone's, I did, like, not say it was even. I did say it was not. And I was reading the comments in person. Like, no one is saying that. Like, now that we have a poll, we have ocular proof that, okay, yeah, 75% people and 25% no. But you like to go like, oh, girl, they're eating you up. And I read the comments. And I'm like, they're pretty measured. The fuck is you talking about?
So now can you acknowledge that you're fighting for your life?
I'm not fighting for my life, but I will say more people thought there was a tooth than a boot, which is fine. Again, I did not say that I had the majority opinion that everyone thinks what I think. That's what you be on. You want everyone believes me.
So what comes? No, that's you want. You're the one who goes. Everyone says. I never say that. You're the one who goes. Everyone says this. Bob, everyone says. Been like,
girl, the majority of the fans. Blah 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 blah. You love saying that shit.
I found some auditory proof earlier. Do you want to find some auditory proof of me saying the majority of the fans? Do
you
want to
find them? You know, give me. What's the name? Bob the Drag Queen videos. Hit me up, baby.
No, I did it myself.
Okay, that's your business. That's right. I don't give a fuck. That's your business, baby.
I went and looked for it myself. That's so interesting. I'm happy to do that. It's just interesting to me because, like, I did it because, like, I was like, oh, I can, you know, do my own dirty work.
I'm happy you did that.
And you're like, oh, Bob the Drag Queen videos. Can you just do it for me?
I'm happy you did that.
Well, Bob, I just want to know about Bob Drake and videos. You should be able to spot in a relationship if you're being used or not. And baby,
well, I think you're being used. I don't know about you, but I tipped the dolls.
First of all, I was the first. I tipped Bob Drake and videos before you did.
Okay, and no one is saying that you didn't. But you sound like you sound guilty.
So why did you say you don't know about
you
me?
You sound guilty.
So why did you say you don't? So why did you say you don't know about
because
me?
Because I don't know about you. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know.
But you said I don't know.
I don't know where your relationship currently stands.
Oh, it's interesting because you said, like, you're like, I don't know, but then you said you do know. So I guess I'm just confused as to whether or not you know. I guess I'm just confused as to whether or not you know or you don't know. Because first you said you don't know, and then you said you do know, and now you're saying you don't know again.
For clarity, and I just cleared it up for you.
So you know.
I don't know where your experience currently stands with them. You
got it. You don't know. You do know.
I don't know, but now you know, nigga.
Wow.
Okay, yeah, wow, so also Simone. I fucking love Simone. She's also very, that's what I was gagged at. So, like, watching the show, like, I just didn't realize how tall Simone was. And I went to a thing when I first moved to LA. I think Bob and I were at the same thing. And she got there, and I was like, Simone is, like, my height. I was gagged. I thought she was fully, like, 5'8", 5'7", girly.
Well, the internet, this thing says she's 5'7", which is just not true, because Simone is definitely taller than 5'7". How tall does it say I am? Oh, yeah. Like, if it's that wrong about Simone, what does it say about me?
Wait, that's what it say about me, too.
According to this thing, I am, let's see, 6'2". No, it has my height correct, actually.
It doesn't have my height at all.
Why does it know my height? That's so weird.
why don't they care about my height?
Like, why do they know how tall I am? Who are they talking to? Did Domino send them some measurements?
Also, I'm on my Dragons Wiki, I have been on the show too much. Why is my Wikipedia a fucking Encyclopedia Britannica? There is so much information on here.
Well, you love doing RuPaul's Drag Race.
I do love
RuPaul.
You just
really like, you do love being on the, I say you love RuPaul's Drag Race. You love being on the show.
But I love nothing RuPaul wrong with that. Too.
RuPaul's Drag Race is a great show. You know, there was a time in my life where I would have gone back. I feel like I feel like it's tipped a little bit for me now to a point where I'm like, I think my Drag Race days are behind me.
Okay, what if it's a charity season? And they're paying you $100,000 to do it. And giving you $100,000 for your package. All your clothes.
I don't know.
For charity.
Probably not.
Okay.
I heard you. Drag Race is a lot, and you have to really take a lot of your time off. And
it
like,
is, it is.
Drag Race is a lot.
But Jacob, is Bob screen completely black for you? I just want to make sure we ain't losing shit again.
Yeah, something really strange happened with the camera right now.
But it records still, right?
You're back.
Nigga, is you...
Yeah, you're still recording.
I told y'all I have bad internet. Like, I told y'all this 10 years ago.
It got fixed. It's all good.
Yeah, like you've never filmed a podcast in a hotel. Now that you're sitting at home with good Wi-Fi, yeah, like you never had this experience before. You acting brand new. Rip you out the plastic.
Got me out the plastic. Oh my God. Oh my God. Great minds, honey. Honey.
Is it? Which all I did was just quoted a song and then sang.
Because we're doing it at the same time, Bob. I think it's because you miss me so much. So now you're just doing all the things that to you. It's very sweet. I love it.
All the things that what?
That you feel make us stronger and closer.
Yeah, I'm singing Beyonce because of my connection to you.
Beyonce?
Not just because I like Beyonce's song. Isn't that Beyonce Rebound the Plastic? Who is that?
I am screaming.
But who is that? Brother, you've been wrong about way more songs than I've been on this podcast, so I'm owed one or two.
It's Lotto, bitch. It's Lotto. Your homegirl.
I love Lotto.
From your hometown.
Same, my Clayton County sister. My little Clayco sister. I like Lotto. We saw Lotto perform live.
We did? Oh, yes. At Lizzo.
Lizzo's concert. Yeah. We saw Saucy, Santana, followed by Lotto, followed by Lizzo. That was a great lineup.
Yep, girl. Saucy Santana's mom was in the Shade Room. His mom... First of all, she's a pastor. I'm so intrigued by someone who's a pastor, and their son or their child is out rapping how Saucy Santana be rapping, like the dichotomy that is.
Saucy says he's a Saucy. I don't think Saucy's non-binary. Saucy doesn't do the non-binary fantasy girl.
Well, you know, I think things might change for them lately. But yeah, I'm just so intrigued by like your parent being a pastor and you being like. Taking this nigga dick. I don't know.
Because you know Saucy tried to fight academics.
I remember this. Yes, I remember.
And then academics started crying.
Oh, I didn't know about that.
Because Saucy Santana said he was going to... Well, Saucy Santana said, after I beat you up, I'm going to fuck you in the ass.
And academics and cried about that?
He did.
Butt sex is good.
He cried on the air.
I'm screaming.
Yeah. Academics was in full-on tears after that statement.
I mean, to be fair, butt sex, if you're not prepared, butt sex hurts a lot. Like, it took me a while to get good at butt sex. Like, the preparation. Also, it's just, gay sex is just so annoying. Like, I just wish I could.
I don't think it was the butt sex that was scaring him. I think it was the assaults of, the assault portion of it. I don't think it was just the fact that there's some butt sex
happening. Well, I'm talking independently of that. Butt sex hurts, and it is hard.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully... done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Attention.
attention. Do you want to get a more chiseled look in your jawline, girl? Well, let me tell you, sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it's the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Baby, get that jaw together, honey.
And I just wish that we lived in a world where, did I tell you my, I want to say about my idea, but I don't want to say it on the air. I feel like someone's going to take it. I'm going to say it anyway. I want to create, like, basically Tide Pods for your hole with lube. So, like, let's say, right, we go out to the club. Bob and I, it's Friday night. We tell you we're going to go out to the club and hang out a good time. We had the admin. I said, cute guy, boom. We're talking. We're really hitting it off. And I didn't bring any lube, but we want to go to the bathroom and fuck. So I'm like, oh shit. I'm like, oh, thank God I brought my butt pod. So I just go to the bathroom. I put it in like a suppository basically for your hole. And then your body heat like pops it and it lubes inside your hole. So you can just fuck right there in the bathroom.
You know, for me, a pre-lubed hole that's not a vagina is concerning. I'm like, why is it already lubed up?
Because we know that this is a thing, a product on the market. Like it's not like a surprise. I'm like, yeah.
I hear what you're saying. I also don't feel like lube is that hard to carry around, especially the little individual packets that they give out at Pride and at gay bars. A lot of gay bars just have the lube at the front desk, not the front door.
Messy, with the bucket of condoms. Whereas the Tide Pod is self-contained and you put in the thing so it pops inside. You don't have to worry about putting on the thing, lubing up your dick, and then putting on your fingers to get inside. Like you put it in with the suppository. It's up there in like 5 seconds or like 1 minute. That your body heat pops it, and then you're lubricated inside.
Okay, what about the plastic? And I found it on Amazon. It is, I don't know, but I have it. Play Enjoy Invisilube Lubricant Capsule.
Shut the fuck up.
What about? Can you send it in the group chat? What about the capsule? What happens to the capsule?
It's biodegradable.
So they just fuck the capsule further into your hole? I mean, paper is biodegradable. You don't want it in your anus. A flower is biodegradable. You don't want to shove one inside of your anus. You know what I mean?
Wait, Jacob, you said that? Play.
Did you know that if you respond to a comment on TikTok, if someone deletes the comment, the video still stays. But on Instagram, if you respond to a comment and they delete the comment, your video disappears.
Oh, speaking of that, there's this fucking raggedy New York City bitch that she wanted attention. You're about to get the attention you wanted. What's the name?
What is going on?
This fucking bitch, Chola Spears. I don't fucking know this bitch. She was not part of New York City nightlife when I was there. So I shot a music video.
No, Chola Spears was. No, well, Chola Spears
was.
Know her.
I know Chola Spears. I never met this raggedy bitch before. I do not know her. So last week I posted a thing saying that I wanted, saying like extras needed. Shoot a music video, looking for some extras to be in my music video. DM XYZ person. If you want, if you're free, and if you're in the Glendale area and you want to be a part of my video, right? So I post that, and then I see a comment. Oh, wait, I'm trying to find. I did a screenshot. I was like, oh, you bitch, you want attention? You gonna get the attention you wanted right here. Oh, yeah. So
is it on the Patreon?
No, it was on my Instagram. I said extras needed. I need about 20 extras for a special project shooting tomorrow at 12 p.m. in Glendale, Los Angeles. Slide into Rod Reilly's DMs for more details. And then so she commented, she like, local girls, do not do this. These girls need to know better than asking you last minute. Like, they keep on asking our community for everything they need when they have all the money and resources. I was like, bitch, what the fuck are you talking about? I never asked for local girls, number one. I just said extras, just anyone who is available who can be there. So then I commented, I said like, fuck you, bitch, or something like that. She reported it. It got deleted. And then so then she made an Instagram story before I even commented saying, anyone signing up for this needs to charge their old asses double. Old asses? Like, what? She go, they know too many people to be asking the community for an outpouring of love. This is how your own community uses you. Shut the fuck up, you raggedy bitch. I don't fucking know you. I didn't ask you. First of all, you don't fucking live in LA. Why are you involved? Mind your fucking business.
You don't think Chola could have maybe made a few points there?
Bob, I'm not going to let you. Point. No, I'm not you because you're trying to take me there. I'm not y'all.
Points
I'm
were
not,
made.
I'm not going
to. Points were made. You do have all the money. Look at your tiny little chair in the corner.
In my own little corner, in my own little chair. I can be.
You grew up wealthy. You are the 1% and you're like Bernie Sanders, you're once again asking for our help.
Says the nigga that has like, two cars, two homes. Nigga, you don't want riding on dubs, not me.
What are my two cars?
Your car, your house in LA, your house in Atlanta.
Okay, first of all, I drive a Toyota. My mother does not have a car. It was completely destroyed in a house fire.
But you have a car. So you would have had to.
Nor does my mother have a house, also completely destroyed in a house fire. So wow.
You purchased two homes, you purchased two cars, period.
So yes, I did buy my mother a car. You caught me.
Okay.
I bought my mom a used 2000 like 9 GMC.
Oh, so anyone driving a 2009 car is a piece of shit. Thank you, Bob.
No, I bought my mom one. You think my mom was a piece of shit?
No, but you don't want to. You're making it seem like some old nasty 2009. I mean, goddamn.
It was just very inexpensive, okay. And my mother needed a car.
But you bought two cars.
This is also after my mother was shot in her first car, and she had to have her windshield replaced, and the car was totaled out. So, yeah, I bought my mom a car. Yeah, you caught me.
Must be nice. I just think a lot of us wish we could buy our mom's cars. We do.
You can't buy your mom a car? Or are you just choosing not to?
Not currently, no.
You're just choosing not to buy your mom a car.
It is fair that you can just buy, you out here buying people cars.
I'm just asking. Can you not buy your mom a car? Or are you just actively?
It must be nice.
Are you actively letting your mother walk around?
You know,
my mom
doesn't need a car. If she needed a car, we can investigate that. My mom doesn't currently need a car, so it's not an expense. I'm looking.
Weren't you the one paying off mortgages?
I didn't pay off a mortgage.
Wasn't that you?
No, I did not pay off anyone's mortgage.
What did you do for your grandma? You paid off her car. What did you pay for?
I paid off my grandma's car.
Oh, so you bought your grandma a car? So you bought your grandma a car?
No, I paid off her car. I did not buy her one.
Baby, that's buying a car. No, baby, you bought a car.
All right,
interesting.
All right, Q.
Girl, this is, baby, you bought that car, girl. You bought that car, baby. This is my real car, bitch.
All right. I don't know how much more time we have, but I am on a 1% battery, and I don't think I have another. And we need to upload this. So, we're going to end this, y'all. We're going to end this. Thank you so much.
Bye, everyone.
How would you like to look 5 years younger? In a clinical study, people that had volume added with Juvederm Voluma XC in the cheeks perceived themselves as looking 5 years younger at 6 months after treatment. Look younger, feel like you, add volume for lift and contour in the cheeks with Juvederm Voluma XC. Reverse signs of aging by adding volume to smooth laugh lines with Juvederm Volure XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. I've seen it all go south. I own a home and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.